And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
2:26 on a Thursday afternoon. The Valley finally thawing out, warming up. We had our one day of winter this past week. Invite you to come out to the new Casino Arizona Talking Stick. Stay at the resort here just across from the new Salt River Fields. The music, the big voice guy telling us it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's our weekly stop off in the Valley's west side, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. It's right here and blowing up before your very eyes. A great school, small college Christian atmosphere, online classes, outstanding academia, and they've got great intercollegiate sports, including their women's basketball team. A great run this year. Realistically, a shot at a national championship just came up short. West Regional Championship game. Nonetheless, unbelievable memories for us. And certainly the player of the year in Division II basketball, Samantha Murphy, who joins me now. Sam, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you? How are you? How's everything going?
I'm great. How are you?
It's great. Perfect. Hey, it's been a week and a half or so. Still, do you wake up and say, dang it, shoulda, coulda, woulda? Do you go, or have you flushed? Have you been able to? I mean, I just wonder, you go back over plays. How long does that stick in your mind and think, oh, we should be playing for a national championship?
Well, yeah, it's never easy to get over a loss, especially when we did so well in that tournament. And, you know, we all did think we were going to win it. But
yeah,
I'm proud of what we did accomplish. And definitely, I really couldn't have asked for a better season with this team and the group of girls and the coaches and everything. So there were a lot more good memories that kind of helped me ease the pain of losing.
Yeah, and I hate to. Kevin McCabe jumps right in and throws it. We'll bury this, and then we'll flush it one last time, because I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so excited to be part of what you guys were doing this year. But you go to the West Region Finals against Pomona, and it was really a home game for them. Did you have a few jitters in that game? Did you come out? Was it an anxious time? Because I know you fell behind early. You rallied just to come up short in this one. Was it big time jitters? Or things you have to learn?
Yeah, big-time jitters. I mean, I was super nervous. At shoot-around, I was nervous, and all day I was waiting on that game, and I really just wanted to get out there and start playing. But I think we had a few jitters, but we kind of just didn't really play as well as we should have, and that was basically what it came down to. And, you know, they played a better game, so happened.
We're talking with Sam Murphy, a senior, and I talked to Coach, and I have great love for Trent and Trent May over there. Did you ever stop at any point, and did it ever hit you that could have been your last game? Is that a weird comment? Here he goes, Kevin McCabe again with these bad questions. Is that weird, though, to think that this is it? I got to play like this is my last game?
No, I played like that the whole tournament. I was like, okay, this could be my last half. Oh, no, this could be, you know, like that thought was running through my mind constantly because obviously it was such a great season. I didn't want it to end, and I love those girls, and I wanted to keep going with it as long as we could. But, yeah, I mean, still, it was bittersweet, but I really I'm proud of everything that did happen and did come out of that.
You've kind of said this here, Samantha Murphy at Grand Canyon University, and I'm going to ask you about winning the Player of the Year honors in a minute. But how much fun was this? And the unique – and this is one of the things, and they'll never be able to take it away from me, the unique personalities and the talent, and Roz Nelson and Coach May and Coach May having a baby midway through. How much fun was his entire year, just the people and the personalities that he had together on that team?
That was unbelievably fun. like I said, really, when you have a team of girls that we had, that just everybody loves each other.
Yeah.
There's no drama. There's none of that. It was just always...
No cat
exactly.
Fights? No.
Yeah, it's hard to get a group of girls together and stay out of the drama, but we had... Just everyone loved each other, and that was really kind of the key ingredient, I think. And we always wanted to have fun. Road trips were the best, and the coaches are fun. We have a unique coaching staff, I think. And yeah, it's just all around a good time, and I really loved every minute of it.
Was it fun doing our radio show this year?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Sam, National Player of the Year, Division II National Player of the Year. This is not just some little region, not Player of the Week. All-American, first team, Player of the Year. I know that's not what you said. You want to be cutting down nets in national championship, but how neat is that when you look back and you think of all the players in the country, Division II?
Yeah, that's a tremendous honor, and I'm so thankful for – you know, everyone that's help me get there because I really couldn't have done it alone. I had teammates, I had coaches, and I've had family and support from definitely from this school. And I just am so thankful that, you know, Grand Canyon can share in it. And, you know, this is my school. I'm very proud of representing them. And just it's amazing. I never thought it was possible. I really didn't. But true honor.
Yeah. And I always joke with you. I mean, do you get a car or a watch or something? Do you get, and I do, and I hope you do, but do you get something for this? Is there something that will, we got the brand new arena going up over there on Camelback. Will they, is there a big trophy, a plaque? What goes with this, or do you know?
I don't know. Coach Russ told me that they were building a statue for me, but that was a joke, I think. So.
You'll be out. Hey, but with that, I mean, do you go to any kind of awards ceremony to get this, like a Final Four or anything, where they'll do the, you get at least a little trip out of it, some hotels, some free food or anything?
I don't think so. I really haven't heard anything, so
you get to be
if that's coming, then I better, you know, clear my schedule.
Yeah, you get to be on my radio show again. That's the that's the whole thing. You talked about it. It's Samantha Murphy, the NCAA Division II Player of the Year gang, and she played at our own little Grand Canyon University, and I've been part of our show. She had a great run this year. Now, as you look back, Sam, a senior, and you and I kind of talked about this a little bit, and you talked about it with it being your final game. Does it blow you away how fast these 4 years have gone there at Grand Canyon? Now you're looking back, you're a senior, how crazy it was and how fast it's blown by?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it does fly when you're having fun, which sucks because, you know, that's the most important part. You're just enjoying the moment. But, I mean, when I was a freshman, that year couldn't have been longer, I think. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have three more years of this. Yeah, but then, you know, as you get going into it, and definitely now looking back, I wish I had, you know, taken a little bit more advantage. I feel like savored a few more memories. But definitely this has just been a blessing to be here. And I really, you know, God chose this path for me, I think. And it's just been just incredible ride. So I love it.
And you've said, I'm so happy for you. I really am. I'm part of the show has been, when we put together this segment, was to promote the growth of Grand Canyon. And part of that, too, when you got there as a freshman, and to see you not only were the women's basketball program here playing in the Sweet 16, but what the facilities, does it blow you away as to what this little girl from Xavier went over there? This is kind of cool. And now what it's become?
Yeah, that's amazing, too, to me. Yeah, because I get here, you know, we have a few less buildings and not as great of a gym and everything like that. But I'm happy to be part of, I guess, the foundation that helped build, you know, a better Grand Canyon, I think. A little bitter I don't get to play in the arena, but,
yeah,
you know, it's fine. I helped pave that way. So that's important, too, I guess. And I'm going to always remember that. So
you'll come back and play some alumni games and hang your jersey up there, I'm sure. But the other thing, too, and you talked to me about this, which I think is really cool, for your advice to any young woman, an athlete of any sport, not just basketball, and they're thinking, well, this Grand Canyon University, you made the decision, and there are no regrets. And when you talk, your advice to any young woman who's even considering something like this, the experience that you've had there, not only basketball, but everything.
Yeah, my advice is just don't get caught up in the D1 brand, and, you know, you can still do great things at a great school like Grand Canyon. And definitely if you're a hometown kid, it's really fun to have your family support you and be able to come to all your games. And I think you'll just love the fan support here. The community here has just been incredible. So I can't thank Grand Canyon enough for all the great memories.
I'm excited, and you're a pretty sharp student, a little 4.0 student there in medicine, and you know, how neat will it to just go on and look back and think of all the great classes you've had there and the education you've gotten?
Yeah, that's also a great part of Grand Canyon. I have some awesome relationships with all the teachers here. You know, having it be a small school, I have a lot of, like, different classes with the same teachers, so they get to know you more than just, you know, 1 year. You know, I've had them for 4 years now. So those relationships are just things that you can't really repeat at a really large school. And also just the friendship. You're in the same classes with the same group of kids for four years.
Oh, that's great. And what are the plans? You and I have kind of talked about this. What are the plans? WNBA? Yeah, I mean, if they get the opportunity. Europe, is that a possibility? Or do you want to go on and just kind of get involved in your medicine career? Or do you have to wait and see what happens?
Well, I'm definitely on the waiting game right now, but professionally, overseas league, that's definitely an option, I think. I think there's going to be some doors open in that area, so I'm going to hold off on the medicine and the career in that right now because, you know, I can only play basketball for so long, so that's probably what's going to end up happening, I think.
Well, that's cool. I know, and I eventually run for president, I think.
Yeah.
I joke and I kid. I feel like you're one of, and I say this about, you know, my Channing Frye and Jared Bayless. These are my kids they've grown up with and I had a chance to cover. You're one of those, and I've always teased you about being my girlfriend, and I just, no, I root for you. And please keep in touch wherever it takes you, whether it be in medicine or WNBA or Europe. We'd love to keep in touch and continue to have you on the show, and just want to congratulate you and thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Sam, and best to your family too. I know your mom and your uncles, all those great people as well. So we'll keep in touch. It's Samantha Murphy. We'll take care. All right, Samantha Murphy. What are you? And again, this segment was put together to expose you and show you that there is this option, this unique university that's blowing up here in Phoenix. It's been there some 50 years, but they've jumped in the fast lane with academics and sports. And it's not just some little school with those kids. You know, she was a Division II Player of the Year in the country, gang. Not just, no, in the country. And we've talked about Kyle Ciliento, the outstanding soccer player over there, and getting a great education and doing it here at home. So that's been fun, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And I think she'll get a shot in the WNBA. I really do, and that'll be really exciting as well. The last person to win this kind of honor at Grand Canyon University, Horacio Llamas, who went on to be drafted and played for the Phoenix Suns and still plays for Mexican national team, went to the Great Canyon, Grand Canyon University. One other Grand Canyon note, you know my love for their soccer team over there. The team just keeps on trucking, vied for a national championship this past year. Ben Panicasio, their outstanding goalkeeper, graduating. So they go back to the same Tyler Junior College where he came from and have signed goalkeeper Nick Punter to a national letter of intent. And Punter came out of Keysgrave High School in Ipswich, England. He'll be playing some good old footy over there at Grand Canyon University with Peter Droxton, the great coach there. Fun stuff for me. And I hopefully that's what this show is, too. I introduced you to some of these young people who are going to go on to do big things. And we'll probably be talking about her. She might be the first woman president. 4-0 student, basketball player. Yeah. I wonder if she'd come over and work with my daughters a little bit, explain, you know. Now they do okay. My girls are good. And coming up next, Calling All Sports, Rock and Manooch. We'll get a preview of what's happening in their show. We do it live in Casino Arizona, the new resort here at Talking Stick.